Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
But if it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
Sing it, baby.
If it's meant to be.
All right, good morning. Once again, it's Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. We have had a pretty mild winter thus far, but I'm sure we'll still get our share of frigid temperatures. And that's why it's always nice to talk to Chicago's warmest meteorologist, ABC 7 Cheryl Scott. She's hosting the Great Chicago Blood Drive. She does it every year for the American Red Cross. And she joins us this morning. Cheryl, Happy New Year to you.
You too. Good morning.
Always nice to hear your voice. I have to tell you, you knocked it out of the park a couple weeks ago, once again with that big dance number on the ABC 7 New Year's Countdown. Very, very impressive.
Thank you. We had so much fun. We didn't know how it was going to turn out or look on TV, but I think we're pretty thrilled that we did it. It turned out the way it did, and it was awesome. It was awesome to be a part of.
That just didn't happen. You had choreographers and everything, or are you just that damn talented? You just kind of threw it together and went up there.
We had choreographers. We worked with the Puzzle Socks here, the Puzzle League, the dance studio, and they're just amazing, beyond incredible dancers. And it's just so funny the way they teach. It's easier to pick up because they're just so good at what they do. It was a crazy time during December because of the holidays and vacation and trying to get together. So I had two practices before the big day. That was it.
Then
the night before, we all got together, the entire team, for the first time the night before. That's how crazy our schedules were to figure it all out. We were pressed for time, but we did it.
But for a local production, I just have to say this. I mean, you know, you look anywhere around the country when they do a New Year's special. I mean, it's pretty lame. I mean, when you saw that opening and you and Terrell do that, I mean, we were all kind of, my whole family, we were just downtown hanging out at a hotel. We decided to get away for a little bit. And, of course, you have to turn it on before the big countdown. It's kind of tradition and stuff. And just to see that, you know, my kids are like 17, 13. I mean, they're pretty hip kids. They're looking at them, they're like, wow. Wow, she really knows what she's doing. Look at that. Good stuff, man.
That is so great. Well, now we know that we've been so lame up until this point, we got an extra point or two.
Well, I mean, across the country, some of these are like, the ABC 7 thing is just such a tradition, and it always kicks the crap out of the ratings. I mean, you guys did it again.
Oh, it's one of our highest rated shows for the entire year. So it's a big deal. It's a big production. And I have to give credit to Terrell. This was his idea. He texted me one day and said, Cheryl, would you be up for doing a dance for New Year's Eve? I'm like, hi, have you met me? Yes, I love to dance.
That's awesome.
So from point on, we just made it happen. So the question is, what are we going to do next year?
Right. You got to top it again. You're right.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, it is a new year, and many make New Year's resolutions they never keep. And I always ask you this every time we talk in the beginning of the year. Do you have any New Year's resolutions this year? Anything that you kind of put in your head that, you know, you want to do differently or this year?
So I don't want to focus so much on a resolution. Maybe intentions, I like to call them.
Okay.
I don't have anything really in particular. It's kind of just a way of life. To live happier, be mindful of others, and do more in the world of, what do we call it, like nonprofit and just helping those in need and doing more in that category.
That's cool. Yeah, that's cool. You know, this year I saw a couple things on social media that I really thought that were great ideas. One was, and a lot of people said this year when all of a sudden the New Year's resolution stuff started coming out is, hey, you know what? I'm kind of happy in the place I'm in already and the way I'm at. And probably the best gift you can give yourself is be happy with you, you know?
Right. Exactly. Right? Exactly.
Yeah. The other one,
I 100% agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other one I really liked was, instead of establishing a list of resolutions, create a list of gratitude. I thought this was pretty cool. Research has shown that expressing gratitude increases record levels of happiness and well-being. Experiences of positive emotions has been seen to decrease negative or even undo them entirely. And for example, people who experience high levels of gratitude have been found to have low levels of jealousy. It's difficult, after all, to feel jealous of others if you're too busy being grateful. And be happy for your good fortune, right?
It's so true. And I was just reading a book. Don't ask me the title because I right now forget it off the top of my head. Yeah. But it's all about being your badass self and the ways to make yourself better and improve. And one of the main themes is gratitude. And if you have gratitude, you're just going to automatically put more positive energy into the universe. And that's going to come back at you and live a happier and healthier life. So I agree with that, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other one was, give yourself the gift of more experience with friends and family. Like, instead of buying stuff this year and loading up your closet or doing whatever, it's just go have fun with people. And I know you do that. I see you on social media all the time. I mean, you're the funny thing was, you know, I know you were at the Bears game, which I know was just tragic last week. But I think you were out like at a karaoke bar right after it, just kind of being, well, we'll just do this then instead. Am I right?
Yeah, you gotta focus on the positive, right? We were actually meeting Ryan Cheverini there because that's where he was. So just to say hello before we ended the night. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, you know, I like to look on the positive side of things.
Absolutely, absolutely. I also have to tell you before we talk about the blood drive here, nice feature in Chicago Magazine on the whole winter get dressed up for the winter season. I like that.
Yes, that was awesome. Chicago Bears player Keem Hicks was also part of that.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. I was like, hey, I'm featured next to a Chicago Bears player. And they happened to be, you know, pretty incredible this season. So that was awesome. They did such a good job, and we had a lot of fun doing that. So,
yeah,
so grateful.
Good stuff. Good stuff. So this week is the annual ABC7 Great Chicago Blood Drive, and we've talked about this before. You had one of your first gigs way back when in Knoxville, Tennessee, before you came to Chicago, and you really made a name for yourself there covering some major tornadoes that hit the area, and that's kind of how you got involved in the American Red Cross.
That is exactly right. And big tornado outbreak down south, April 2011, I believe. And, you know, there were just hundreds of tornadoes that touched down that day in Tennessee alone. A lot of our viewers lost their homes. There were dozens of deaths. And it really just left a mark for me, being a meteorologist, that basically was the pinnacle of my career, or the start of it. And going through an event like that, it's pretty traumatizing. And it brings to reality what your job is and what it means. I mean, a lot of people look at us on air every day and they're like, oh, okay, she's, you know, delivering the weather. But when it comes down to it, in times of need, when the public needs us, it's a service that we're offering to prepare people when disasters happen and when there's the potential of severe weather. And then when I saw all of that go down during the day, the next day we all went out as a team of meteorologists and met with some of the families and some of the folks were coming up to us. You know, you helped save my life. You told me there's a warning. You helped me get to my safe place. And it really, really hits home. I mean, it's overwhelming. There's a lot of pressure during those times. But when I was on site that day and just seeing these families and talking to them, and I can't imagine losing absolutely everything. I mean,
yeah,
this home's demolished. It's so tragic. So you want to be able to do anything you can. And the first responders were out there, and I was with the Red Cross down there, and we were helping out. And that's when I started that connection. So, yes, I love weather, but it's a platform for so much more purpose, and I always say that. And I've made this connection and relationship with the Red Cross. I carried that into Chicago and have worked closely with them for, you know, the past 7 years that I've been here trying to, you know, help others when they need it in times of disaster.
Sure. Sure. And this is a great opportunity to do that. And you've been doing it here in Chicago for years. So it's going to be Wednesday, January 16th. I think there's three locations this year, Cheryl.
Yeah. So the Great Chicago Blood Drive, this is the fifth year that we're doing this. Everyone listen up, because we need blood donations, especially during the winter months. The blood donations go down in huge numbers. So this is why we host it this time of the year. It's Wednesday, January 16th from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. We have three locations this year. The Merchandise Mart, I will be there all day long.
Yeah,
literally will get there at about 3 in the morning because I will be on the morning show through the afternoon and right into the evening until it is done. So come on out, say hello. We also will again be at the Drake Oak Brook Hotel, and we have a new location, CDW, at Play, which is located at 165 North Lakeview Parkway, Vernon Hills. So many more locations, and we're hoping to grow this even bigger this year. Last year was pretty successful. We collected 824 units of blood, and one donation can save up to three lives. So really makes a huge, huge difference.
Now, donors of all blood types are needed, particularly O negative, A negative, and B negative. And each day, the Red Cross needs 14,000 blood donations to meet the needs of the patients at 2,600 hospitals and transfusion centers across the country. So this need, you say this time of year, it's tough, but I mean, the need never ends. I mean, all year long.
The need never ends, certainly. And just think about, you know, a lot of people don't think about donating blood until they've been impacted in some type of way that it opened their eyes and they're like, oh, this is something I can do that takes 15 to 20 minutes out of my life that can help save a life. But if you don't know somebody that needs a blood transfusion or needs blood to stay alive, just think about the countless patients and people who are battling cancer and life-threatening illnesses, and they need blood transfusions every day to weekly to monthly to fight the fight. So think about that. And it's just rolling up your sleeve to really just help out others that need it most.
Love it. And I love that you do this every single year. So, again, if you want to see Cheryl, she'll be at the Merchandise Mart, many locations this year, Wednesday, January 16th. You can visit abc7chicago.com and redcrossblood.org for more information on that. And, of course, you can catch Cheryl weekday afternoons and evenings on ABC 7 News and all over Facebook and Twitter. You're the queen of social media. You are the queen of social media in Chicago. it's always so much fun.
It's part of the job, but we love it. We love connecting with the viewers.
Always a pleasure. Thanks again, Cheryl.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll be right back at 720 WGN.